Okay, here we go for day three, night three for Chanukah. Three short ideas on Chanukah. Tavshin Pei, learning Shabbat Nishmas, Baruch Tzvi Bervenosan, and Daniela Sara, Basi Eliezer, Yisrael Halevi. The first idea comes to us from the Kedushas Levi, and he says a beautiful idea on Al Anisim. He says, Masar de Tamei Biyat Tahor, Mishram Biyat Tzadikim, Vizinim Biyat Oskes Orzecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the impure ones to the pure ones, and the wicked to the Tzadikim, and to the people who were not learning, to the people who were learning. The people who were the scoffers to the people who weren't learning. And ask the Kedushas Levi, what's so crazy about that? Of course the righteous will always win. The Tzadikim will always win. What's so special about this? And he says such an incredible pshat. I've never seen this pshat before. Rav Biederman said it, and I had to say it over. He says, when we say the words, Masarta Temeim Biyad Tahorim, Temeim doesn't refer to the Yevanim. Temeim refers to those Jews who didn't believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom. But when they saw the Chashmonaim, and they saw the Jews, of the small Jews winning that victory, Masarta Temeim Biyad Tahorim, the Tamei Jews became more Tahor, Biyad Tahorim, because of those Tahor ones. Rishaim Biyad Tzadikim, those Rishaim, when they saw that victory, when they saw the Rabbeinu Shalom, they became Tzadikim. And the Zaydim, the people that weren't learning, Biyad Oiske Sorasecha, they became Oiske Sorasecha. Then when they saw at the end of the day that the righteous would win, when they saw the Chashmonaim win that war, they themselves became Tamei to Tahor, Rasha to Tzadikim, and Zaydim to Yad Oiske Sorasecha. And that's what Chanukah brings us, a time of change. Chanukah says at the end of the day, even though it's 3 months after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Chanukah is a time to change. That when we start to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles in our lives, the miracles, the daily miracles, the open and hidden miracles of our lives. A beautiful idea of the Kedushas Levi and Al Anisim. The second idea comes to us from the Rebbe of Lechovich, the earlier Slonim, where Slonim all comes from, and also the Mori Nayim brings the same idea. The Gemara on Shabbos tells us, Achof Alfam and Beis, Psilos Ushmeinim, Psilos Ushmeinim, Shamra Chachamim, Ein Malikabayim, Shabbos. The wicks in the oil that the Chachamim say that you cannot use for Shabbos, Malika Behem B'Chanukah, you can use on Chanukah, and ask the Rebbe Lechovich in the Mori Nayim, what's the deeper pshat over here? What's the deeper pshat over here for us to be able to bring into our Avodas Hashem? And they say that every Jew is Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Every Jew, we know the Pasuk says, every Jew is a candle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a neshama, we have a candle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens? Sometimes some of us don't, we don't get inspired we don't get inspired daily. We don't get inspired on Shabbos. But Chanukah comes, and Chanukah comes and says, no, at the end of the day, a Jew can feel inspired. The Psilos HaShemayim, maybe those Jews who don't feel like they're inspired on Shabbos, Malikim HaChanukah, when they see the menorah come out, they see a tree come out, they know, I'm a Chanukah to a Jew, I'm a Jew, I'm a Yid. Like I know a family here in Boca Raton. They didn't keep Rosh Hashanah. They threw it all away till last year. No Yom Kippur, no Shabbos, no nothing. But when it comes to Chanukah, the menorah is out. Because at the end of the day, there's a special Ashraz of Shechina. So all it's from Tzedek HaShbaruch Hu lowers himself, even below 10 Tfachim, to even to those Jews, to be able to connect to them. Chanukah is a time where to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives more, even if we don't feel Him throughout the year. Chanukah is a time, a special time of Ashraz of Shechina. Beautiful insight from the Mori Nayim. And the Rebbe of Lechach was finally a third and final idea from the Chosu of Oblin. We know in Al Nisim we say, Eilu lehodus alahal shimcha gadol, and the Gemara even tells us the Lashon of the Gemara, tells us the Gemara in Shabbos. The Lashon is, let's get the exact Lashon out. The Lashon is, L'shana acheres kavam ha'al v'ada. L'shana acheres kivam ha'al v'ada. The next year, they sanctified and they made permanent that these were the days to be ha'al v'ada. Now Sfasemis says, that saying Hal on Al Nisim makes the holiday. The praises drawn down by the miracles creates Chanukah each year. When we behalal means with halal. And Al Nisim, behalal vehoda. That we want to have Al Nisim, you want to have Nisim in your lives, make sure to have a Karsa Tov. Because that then the Chanukah is all to about Eilu Lehodos L'Shimcha Agadol. These are the days of gratitude. L'shana Acheres Kivam behalal vehoda. You want to have miracles in your life? Make sure you thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is what the Chosu of Oblin says. The Chosu of Oblin says, Hodu Hashem ki tov, ki lo adam chazdo. Hodu Hashem ki tov. The more you thank Hashem for the good in your life, then ki lo adam chazdo, then His kindness will endure forever. The more you thank Him, the more you reach out to Him, the more abundance, the more bracha and blessings you will receive from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The first idea of the church really is three ideas. The Kedushas Levi says, it's very natural that the righteous should win. What does Masar Tetimim Biyad Tahor Meshom Biyad Tzadikim Shkoyach? It's very natural that the righteous one should win. Says the Kedusha Levi, we're not talking about the Yevanim. We're talking about those Jews who fought, those Jews who won the war. They had an impact on those Jews who maybe they were Shom before the war, but they became Tzadikim. And the Tamein Biyat Tahor, and they became Tamei from Tar, and they became Tar. Rishon Biyat Tzadikim, they were Russian now Tzadikim. And the Zaydim Biyat Oskei Sosecha, they were Zaydim, and then became dealers of Torah, people who learned Torah. They felt the Rabbeinu Shem, they changed. Chanukah is the time of change, of connecting to the Rabbeinu Shem. The second idea for the Morinah, the Rebbe Lechovich, the Gemara on Shabbos tells the Chavala from Rebbeiz, Psidu Shemin, Rebbe Chamein, Eim Malikim Behem, Shabbos, Malikim Behem, Chanukah, those wicks that you can, on oils, you can't use for Shabbos, you can use for Chanukah. What does this mean? That every Jew was a wick. Every Jew is in a Shema. And maybe throughout the year, we don't feel inspired to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu on Shabbos or the week. Chanukah is a time of our Shrezah Shechina, like that family over here. No Rosh Hashanah, no Shoshana Yom Kippur, definitely no Shabbos. The Chanukah, the menorah comes out. The tree doesn't come out. Because a Jew is a Jew no matter what. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings down his Shrezah Shechina, specifically on Chanukah. Finally, third and final idea from the Sfasemis, they were covered the Hallel of Ahodah. These would be days of Hallel of Ahodah. At the end of the day, every single one of us, we want to have bracha and nisim in our lives. Well, the more we have Hallel to the Rabbeinu Shem, the more we'll have nisim. That's what the Chosid says, Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilom Chasto. The more we thank Hashem for the good in our lives, the more Kilom Chasto, the more we'll have bracha in our lives. We should be zochav Hashem to take these ideas of change, to feel the kudusha of the Shechina of Chanukah, and to be able to make sure we always go out of our way, especially in Chanukah, to thank Hashem. The more we thank Hashem, the more bracha we'll have in our lives, Bez Hashem, Pradecha Chanukah.